it take so much hate for my smile to leave. Yo, what up? Peace and blessing to the fam. I know you've never heard me singing, but it just feels so good on this New Year's Day. So I just had to start off with a snippet of a song from my boy Alan Stone. He has a new album out. It's great, great, great. Go listen to it anywhere. And that song right there you just heard was Sunny Days. No, I'm not affiliated with him. I just love the song, good vibes, all of that good stuff. But anyways, hopefully you guys are having a tremendous start to 2020. And hopefully you ended off 2019 in high spirits around the folks that you love, had a safe time, no drinking, no driving, none of that nonsense. But today, this segment, I'm just going to focus on being thankful to all of you, whether you're new or a returning listener. Thank you so much for showing us support here at the the Retro Insider YouTube channel. We get listeners from 10 different countries, which I'm just simply amazed by. If you'd have asked me that a year ago or when we started, I would have said, no way. Like, really? Like, no one cares about sneakers this much. No one cares to hear my voice. But fortunately, you guys do, and it motivates me to keep going. So shout out to everybody in the U.S., the U.K., Germany, Singapore, New Zealand, Spain, Russia, Canada, Philippines, and Switzerland. And anybody new from a different country, welcome in. Hopefully, you guys feel at home. For 2020, we have a lot of plans, right? We make plans at the beginning of the year. Some people call them resolutions. I call them just life goals and aspirations. Now, we may not be 100% successful at the end of the year of accomplishing these goals, but I think it's still important that we have them to help guide our lives throughout the year so we can move with purpose and motivation, ambition, and all of that good stuff. So in 2020, as far as the Retro Insider is concerned, I definitely want to become a useful platform for you guys, whether you're on the hunt to find out about new sneakers or learn about where you can get them for a great deal, or maybe even, you know, just want to talk about them. You want to listen and hear my perspective. Whatever the case may be, I plan on adding to the value of this podcast. And whether you care or not, that is on my mind, and that is one of my goals. And as far as you and your goals, hopefully you are successful in attaining a higher level in your life, financially, spiritually, mentally, physically, all of that good stuff. I'm wishing you many, many, many moments of great love, happiness, and health in 2020. So in the show's description, there will be a link where you can let me know what are you anticipating happening for your life in 2020. If you want to share it with me, you'll have every right, privilege, and ability to do so by clicking that link where you can send me a 60-second voice message. I would love to hear your aspirations. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm not going to waste any more of your time on this New Year's. Hopefully you're eating your black eyed peas for good luck. We having oxtails and cabbage over here with a little cornbread. You know how we get down here in the South. But anyways, once again, thank you so much for your love and support. Love you guys. Y'all take care. And as always, stay humble and proceed. It would take so much hate for my smile to leave, because I know the one I love, she loves me. She loves me. She's got me shooting like Peyton in the 90s. Everything's exciting. She's the wave that I am riding, the thunder to my lightning. She's the one and only cake that I am icing. Oh, something's coming all over me. I'm obsessing, head over feet.